Washington, Tuesday, December 9th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the governor of Illinois is accused of trying to sell the open Senate seat being vacated by Barack Obama. Ron Blagojevich being charged on several federal counts. We'll talk about the impact congressionally and on the effort to fill that open seat when we're joined by George Kalik, managing editor of Congress Now, which is a production of Roll Call. Also in this edition, the legal side of this mess. We'll talk with Professor Robert Pugsley of the Southwestern University School of Law about just how difficult Governor Blagojevich's legal challenges are. Plus, the debate over marriage moves to Iowa. We'll talk with Matt Staver, founder of Liberty Council, about the debate today before the Iowa Supreme Court about the definition of marriage there. And you're more pessimistic. We'll go over the latest consumer optimism numbers with Terry Jones of Investors Business Daily. All that, plus a look at Tuesday's headlines, is straight ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington. We begin with the congressional impact of the Blagojevich indictment, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is George Kalik, managing editor of Congress Now, the online legislative news service of Roll Call. We want to get his reaction and find out what he's learned about the reaction of those on Capitol Hill to the indictment on Tuesday of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. And, of course, this comes as Blagojevich was supposed to be deciding who will replace Barack Obama in the U.S. Senate. George, thanks so much for being with us.
No problem. Happy to be here this afternoon.
We knew that there was a corruption investigation going on into Rod Blagojevich, and I think the Illinois delegation would certainly know about that as well. But what is their reaction? What have they had to say, if anything, today about the news that their governor is potentially headed to prison?
Well, certainly it was known that the governor had been under investigation for some time, but there hadn't been any movement on it recently, so I don't think ABLO is anticipating anything to happen this quickly. The fact that he was arrested at his home this morning rather than a deal being cut to, for him to appear at the court and make his plea shows how quickly the prosecutors wanted to move. And I think the reaction of most folks on Capitol Hill in the Illinois delegation is stunned. I think Dick Durbin, the senior senator from Illinois, who's also the number two Senate Democrat, suggested that the Illinois legislature should pass a law that would allow a special election to be held to pick Obama's successor rather than allowing Blagojevich to name that person.
And what about other members of Congress? So whether it's Republican, Democrat from the House side, what are they saying?
I think it's been slowly trickling in. I heard some comments from Harry Reid that he was sad to hear the news and frustrated by it. Generally, there's a lot of surprise. I think the general sense is shock at how brazen the scandal was. But people aren't too eager to comment yet until I think all the details come out, until we hear from the governor as well.
Is there some sense that it's not a surprise because he was under investigation, but at the same time, the fact that it included basically selling the Obama Senate seat, that's got to be raising a few eyebrows.
Yeah, I think that's what's catching the eyebrow, what's raising the eyebrows, as you said, is that it involves the Obama seat, that he was actually apparently trying to sell the seat of President-elect Obama. And then there were also allegations that he was trying to get some editors at the Chicago Tribune fired on the editorial board there for calling for his impeachment, and he was threatening to hold up the sale of the Tribune's Chicago Cubs over that. Juicy details came out today that weren't there before, and I think that's what got everybody talking. Illinois has a long history of corrupt politics. In fact, Blagojevich's predecessor, George Ryan, is in prison right now for corruption charges. So I don't think the surprise is that he's been charged with these crimes. I think the surprise is the scope of them.
The prosecutor in this case, Patrick Fitzgerald, who is known to a lot of people here in Washington because he prosecuted the Scooter Libby case in connection with the CIA leak of Valerie Plame, he basically has said that Barack Obama, of course, has not conducted himself in any way that resembles criminal activity. But at the same time, does it somehow tarnish Obama's rise to the presidency, because this is obviously happening in the Democratic Party in his home state?
Right. Well, I think you're right that Fitzgerald was clear in suggesting that there was no allegations at all against Obama, and in fact, if you read through the transcripts, the governor had some pretty choice words about how he felt about Obama. That being being said, I do think there's folks out there who will say, hey, you know, Obama's a product of a corrupt Illinois political environment, and they'll try to tar and feather him with it. Yeah, I think you'll see some real partisans trying to make that connection.
We know that there were two members at least of the Illinois Democratic delegation that were hoping to be picked for this position that is open because of Obama's victory in the presidential race. One is Jesse Jackson Jr., the other is Danny Davis. Two-part question here. Have they had any reaction to this whatsoever? And secondly, are there any other names in the delegation that were either floating their own names or their names were being floated for this seat?
Yeah, well, I think there were a lot of names floated, and you're right on Jesse Jackson Jr. and Danny Davis. I haven't seen much in the way yet in comments on it. I think, you know, there's a real sense that a lot of folks want to wait and hold their breaths and not react too quickly because it's unclear where this is all going to land and how it's going to all play out. Will Blagojevich resign quickly? And could that leave the lieutenant governor of Illinois the chance to name a successor? Or will he try to fight it and say, nope, I'm going to name that successor right now and, you know, sort of try to push his choice through? Or is there a real chance that this proposal by Durbin for the Illinois legislature to convene a special session to pass a measure calling for a special selection, will that happen? So I think there's some caution there. There's been a lot of names mentioned. Luis Gutierrez, another Democrat from Illinois, has certainly been mentioned as a possible contender for the seat. You're right in saying Danny Davis and Jesse Jackson. I'm just going through my list here. It seems almost anybody with a connection to Democratic politics in Illinois has been mentioned as a candidate in recent weeks.
And so when you look at this list, we know that the person that Barack Obama was apparently pushing to be his successor, Patrick Fitzgerald said today that she apparently took herself out of the running for the seat. Do we know who she is?
Yeah, that was Valerie Jarrett. It's a close sort of advisor to Obama who's been a pretty big factor in his rise. She's a well-respected community leader, sort of politician in Chicago and Illinois, who sort of gave him a lot of introductions, and she's going to be a top advisor to him at the White House. She was talked about for that seat, but she pulled out of that, the running for that, in order to take a White House job. And I'm sure some people will be asking the questions in coming days, did she pull out because there was a sense that things were going on with the bidding for that seat that she didn't want to be involved with?
And that's certainly a possibility as well. So moving forward here, you mentioned that Dick Durbin, the senior senator from Illinois, at this point the only senator from Illinois, is asking for a special election because he feels the people of Illinois will not accept possibly at this point a decision, certainly from Governor Blagojevich, and maybe they don't even want an appointment. They want an actual election.
Right.
Do we know what the process for that is? Is it simply a legislative move, a pass a bill and it's done, or how does that work?
I don't know the details of the Chicago legislature, but one of the concerns I heard initially about it was that whenever you start talking about special elections and the reason that states especially are sometimes reluctant to hold them is cost. There's a huge cost associated with having a special election. You know, you have to get all the voting machines out there. You have to staff them. You have to send, ballots out to people. So states are often reluctant to do it because of cost. There was some talk that maybe there would be a way to do this special Senate election in concert with Rahm Emanuel, who's a Chicago area lawmaker who's leaving to become Obama's chief of staff. His seat's now going to open up. There has to be a special election for that. So perhaps there's a way to couple them together and at least save some money there.
And, George, is there any precedent for this? As we know, a governor taking or soliciting, I guess, bribes or compensation for making a selection, or is this a new one?
Boy, I'm sort of going through my mind. I mean, there's always a new scandal, and there's been a lot of good ones. But to actually solicit a bribe for the seat held by the Senate seat held by the president-elect, that might be a new low. You know, the prosecutor this morning said that Lincoln might be rolling over in his grave if he heard about this, and I think that's probably accurate. It's pretty stunning.
Well, we certainly know a few years ago there was a big outcry in Alaska because the governor appointed his own daughter to the seat. And as far as we know, there was nothing actually illegal about that. And that certainly raised an outcry. So certainly to be soliciting the seat of a sitting U.S. senator about to become the president of the United States is a whole new level. Any indication from the folks you've talked to about when we'll get a final decision on how this will play out just in terms of filling the seat, whether it will be an appointment either by Blagojevich, despite all of the problems surrounding him, whether it'll be the lieutenant governor, or whether there actually will be a special election?
You know, there really isn't a sense yet. I think this is all happening so fast today that really the next step is Blagojevich's move. Will he resign? Will he try to stay and fight? Will he try to ram through an appointment? One of the expectations, too, is if he were to stay, that the Illinois legislature might begin some impeachment proceedings against him. So that could be another factor to consider. Blagojevich had originally said that he'd want to name Obama's successor by Christmas, and I'm still that was his initial deadline. What happens to that deadline now that he's been charged with this? I'm not sure. I think just Illinois, I'm sure, would like a senator in place, and I'm sure the Democratic leadership in the Senate would like a senator in place by the time the Senate reconvenes and for its new session in January. They're going to be talking about some major legislation, a major economic recovery package, and they're going to certainly need every Democratic vote they can get to pass it.
About 30 seconds left here with George Kaelink of Congress Now. And George, we know that Blagojevich is considered innocent until proven guilty. Is there much defense of him from what you're hearing so far? Or does the fact that all this wiretapping has come out with exactly what he said pretty much remove much sympathy for him from either party?
Yeah, I think for Blagojevich, the wiretapping is the problem. You can fight charges, but when they have you on tape saying some of the things that he was saying, it's pretty tough to fight it. It will be interesting to see how he responds. But I think the evidence at this point appears to be pretty damning.
So, yeah, not a lot of people lining up behind him at this point. George,
haven't heard much, no.
No. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. Nice to be with you.
Absolutely. George Kaelink is managing editor of Congress Now, the online legislative news service from Roll Call. This is Dateline Washington.